And last year we didn't have a Herod in it, we had Basil Fawlty, and I thought that Mary and Joseph were riffraff, shouldn't be allowed into the inn. So every year I'm the bad guy. So I thought, if I'm the bad guy, I'm actually sort of starting to get some affinity to Herod. And old Harry, he may be not such a bad person after all. So tonight I thought I would give you... I would give you tonight... Herod's Christmas. Herod's Christmas. You see, Herod the Great, he was a very clever bloke. First of all, look at his... He was actually called Herod the Great. Now, you must be pretty important to be the Great. You know, Alfred the Great. Alexander the Great. There's a lot of people who are called the Great, so Herod was quite a good guy. He had, for example, he was called a master builder. This great bloke, Herod the Great. He built an entire city called, and he called it, because he was very crafty, he called it Caesarea after the Caesar. So he actually kept in with, because the Romans were occupying the whole land, he kept in with Caesar by naming an entire city after him. He must have been pleased. Hey, they built a city. They named it after me. He built another place. It was called Herodian. They named it after himself. He was a good bloke. He even built a temple. Herod's temple. There's a picture of it there above Herod. And that's what he really looked like. Probably slightly better looking than me. But he was there. A great man. Okay, I'll give you this. He did murder one or two of his wives. And he did murder one or two of his sons. But people have family difficulties, and that was his way of overcoming it. He just had them killed. You know, we've got to empathise with this man, old Harry. He wasn't all bad, you know, because when you think, he built lots of things. He built something for God. Now, if you build a temple for God, it must be okay. But let's learn to think something else about Herod. Herod, what was his knowledge about Christmas? Well, Herod was a man who knew a lot. You see, in the story we've just read, we see in verse 5, they told him, the experts came and told him, that Jesus was going to be born in Bethlehem. He knew where Jesus was going to be born. He knew that he was going to be a Messiah. He knew the quote, "Oh, in Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, from you will come a ruler." So he was a man who knew loads about Christmas. So he gave to God. He knew about Christmas. See, he's not all bad after all, is he? He knew about Christmas. But he as well, if you just move on, he was the man who knew a lot, but he was the man who was afraid. And he was afraid because when you were the king in those days, the way you lost your job is if somebody killed you and took over. That was how you lost your job as a king, as a Herod. And the Romans had appointed him because he craftily got in with them, even though he wasn't Jewish himself. His father was, but his mother wasn't. So he wasn't Jewish himself, but he got the job of being the top man in Israel by his friendship, by Herod. But he was a man who was threatened. He was a man who was threatened because he was in charge of his own kingdom. He had his own kingdom that he was in charge of. What he said went. He made the decision in his kingdom of where everything happened. He was the boss of his own kingdom. So you can't blame him for being a bit threatened and a bit protective when the news came that there was going to be a Jesus, a ruler, born in Bethlehem. But maybe he was somebody who could have been at Christmas, who could have been at Bethlehem, but he wasn't there. He made the choice. He could have gone to Bethlehem. He could have bowed the knee before Jesus. But the thing is, Herod was the man who missed Christmas. He was the man who missed Christmas because he didn't want to get down and worship Jesus. He wanted to be the king in his own kingdom. And you know, we could be a bit like Herod. We could give money to something that's a good cause, like Herod built, put money into building the temple. That was a good cause. He gave money. We could know all about Christmas. Herod knew about Christmas. He knew where Jesus was going to be born. He knew. He had the knowledge. And we may have the knowledge about Christmas. But maybe we don't want to bow the knee before Jesus for the same reason that Herod didn't want to be there and Herod missed Christmas. Maybe we want to be the king of our own kingdom. Maybe we want to make all the decisions. But just think, what's left of Herod now? Well, if you were Tony Robinson and the Time team, you'd quite enjoy Herod because you could go along and dig up part of his temples. They're there. Archaeologists have enjoyed finding his palaces and so on. But that's all that's left of Herod. But the king that was born down the road, we're all here today remembering him. So maybe we need to make a decision. Am I going to be the king of my own life? Am I going to rule myself? But if I do, maybe I'll miss Christmas, like Herod missed Christmas. Maybe I need to say, I'm going to bow the knee so that my life gets in the right order with Christ in the center of my life. So that I bow the knee and he becomes the ruler in my kingdom. But he becomes first place in my kingdom. But if you do, you won't miss Christmas like Herod.